The State Ag Department and DNR say the vast majority of Wisconsin is at high risk of snow melt runoff in the next 3 to 10 days. Runoff warnings are more common in March or April, but Ag Department official Sarah Walling says here we go in mid-January.
We have a little warmer temperatures than we are accustomed to in mid-January, and with those warmer temperatures and the risk of rainfall that's going to accompany that, there's a high degree of likelihood that the snow melt is going to occur pretty rapidly over the course of the next few days.
Walling says DATCAP is particularly worried about runoff of manure that farmers spread on their fields from their livestock operations. Walling says her agency is asking farmers to either not spread the animal waste, or if they don't have much of a manure storage area, use a state manure management website. Walling says there's some good advice on the site.
We're intending to identify and alert producers and nutrient applicators of when the runoff risk is highest, is evident over the next few days, and then provide them with those tools to help them decide which fields they have that are going to be the least risky.
The DNR concedes that thousands of dairy farms won't be inspected to see if they're adjusting their manure spreading. But nutrient management specialist Andrew Craig says farmers can save money by not spreading the waste during peak runoff.
The manure is a valuable source of nutrients to grow crops. Applying it at these riskier time periods is potentially losing those nutrients.
Craig also says he thinks many farmers want to protect local water quality. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.